Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, him.
Jesus. Come on, say Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! Ha! Thank you guys for coming tonight. You can be seated. You know, something happens, I'm telling you, I say it all the time, but something does happen in transfer when we lift up the name of Jesus. There's an exchange that happens. You don't just keep your heaviness. You don't just keep your sorrow and your pain, your worry and your doubt. None of that can stay in God's presence. It just doesn't belong there. It can't go there. There's no room for it there because the Bible says that His glory fills the temple. So that says to me, if He fills the temple, there's no room for anything else. When His train can't even get into the temple, that paints a picture that God is bigger than my problem. He's bigger than my issue. He's greater than my pain. That's the God you serve. He is able. And I have learned that no matter what I do, that's why I sing about it so much in my songs. Praise is the weapon. Praise is the key. Brokenness before God opens the door to the heavenly realm.
Praise God. Praise God.
And when you get into the presence of God, there's an exchange that happens.
Yes, yes, yes.
Trading my sorrow.
Yes, yes. Praise
He's
God.
Taking my pain. He's giving me joy.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
When I'm weak, He's strong.
Yes.
Instead of weeping, joy comes.
Come on, Jesus.
Woo. It don't get any better than that.
It don't get no better than that.
I don't know of an alcoholic drink. I don't know of a drug.
Come on.
I don't know of a person, a man, a woman. I don't know of money. I don't know of a house. I don't
know
of a
car. Come on now. Come on.
I don't know of promotion. I don't know of anything that can do that.
Wow.
I just can't find it. There's nobody like Him.
There's nobody like our God.
Nobody. And if you haven't tried it, you ought to.
My God.
He's just that good.
Yes, He is.
And until you try Him, you will never realize how good He is.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
The fact that I'm standing here today is a testimony to an awesome God. I should be dead. I was sick. My mama's here. I was sick when I was a baby. The doctor said she's not going to make it through the night. Well, the devil is a liar.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
The devil is a liar.
Devil is a liar.
I bet if I ask you, you can say the same thing.
Yes,
some
doctor yes.
Some said, some boss said, somebody said.
Hey, right. Glory.
But look at me now.
Yes, yes.
God's grace kept me.
Jesus.
His peace helped me.
Glory to God.
His hope brought me through it all.
Yes, Lord.
And that's what it's about when we praise Him.
Oh, glory. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Truly, truly, truly.
His joy, my strength. His
rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. Hallelujah.
My fear is
oh, just bring it to Him. Bring it to Him. Bring it to Him.
My heart is free. His joy, my strength. His grace, my peace.
I don't know of anybody that don't need Jesus.
But
some situation in your life. Praise God.
My heart is free, yeah.
Oh, glory.
His joy, my strength. His grace, my peace.
We all have need.
My fear erased.
Praise God.
My heart is free.
Woo. Go on and trade it now.
Greatest
thing.
I'm trading my sorrow for the
God.
Heaven is open
and the sky. My praise.
the greatest thing.
Yes, you
before I
dance
and die for my pain.
Because we begin to dance, every time I pray.
Come on now. Sing now, sing unto the Lord. In your worship.
It's in your praise.
Praise God. Yeah. You are listening to God's favorite radio program coming to you live on Block Talk Radio Play. Please call someone and tell them to listen in tonight. Oh, because we're coming into the presence of God. And we want him to manifest his power in our presence. Praise God. We want to see miracles happen tonight. No, not tomorrow. Tonight. Praise God. Let your spirit be free. Praise God. In Jesus Christ. And call upon him. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah to Jesus. Lord God, as we come into your presence, Lord, asking you to forgive us of our sins, God. Wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, God. Anything that's in us that shouldn't be, God. God, we ask you to take it out, God. Make us what you want us to be, God.
Father God, there is someone, oh God, that is sick tonight, God, and need a healing, God. We know that you are the ultimate healing. We know that you have healing in your wings, God. We know, God, that you can heal everything that ails us, God. It may be physical, it may be from hurts, or whatever the healing need to take place, God. We know you knows all things, God. So, God, Father God, we lay this before you, Lord God. Father, someone's heart may be broken, oh God, from a child in prison or on drugs, God. Father God, I know you can do that, God. You can, oh God, heal them and bring them, restore them, God, back to their natural. Oh God, we asking you to clean, create a clean heart in us, oh God, and restore, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh Father, someone may be told, God, they have cancer, God, but God, Lord God, you said all sickness is not unto death, God. So God, we believe you. We believe you, God, that you can turn around this sickness. They told Hezekiah, oh God, to prepare for death. And God, Hezekiah turned his face to the wall. And he cried unto you. He cried out to his God. And God, you healed Hezekiah and added 10 years to his life, God. God, God, if you'd done it back then, God, truly, Jesus is making intercession for us, and he can do it again today. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, somebody, oh, God, yes, God. There have been so much destruction and so much uproar in our world, God. We, God, oh, God, we bring in this before you, God. We bring in these things before you, God, because, God, we can't handle them by ourselves, but we need you, Father. We need you in every aspect of our lives, God. Oh, God, oh, Father, God, yes, every little thing about us, God. Oh, God, we need you, Lord. So break us, oh, God. Break us, oh, God, and cause us to humble ourselves under the almighty hands of God. Oh, Father God, and take us up from here into your spirit realm, God, and teach us, oh, God, and, oh, God, cleanse us, oh, God, in every nook, every God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, look on that marriage tonight, oh, God, that is broken so much, God. Oh, God, Father God, I know you can mend, oh, God, and cause love, oh, God, to reign again, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, Father God, yes, God. Lord God, you can cause, oh, God, oh, God, those things to be not as though they are, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We know, Lord God, without you, Lord, we are nothing, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we pray, oh, God, for your fulfilling, oh, God, in us, God. Raise us up where we are, oh, God, down, sometimes struggling, God. Oh, God, help us, oh, God, just praise you in the midst of every trial and every struggle, oh, God. Just change our heart, oh, God. Make that heart flutter, God, for you, God. Oh, we pray Holy Spirit today. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, look at us the way we are, oh, God. And, oh, God, wash us, God. We need you, oh, God. Help us to hear you, God, when you're speaking to us, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us to hear and to listen and to obey, God. Help us to be obedient children to you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for that, God. We need you. We acknowledge we need your help in every aspect of our life, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, create in us now, God, a clean heart, oh, God. Oh, we need you. We need you, Father. We need you. We need you. And, Lord, there are many prayer requests that is needed to God, God, but you know every one of them, God. And we bring them before you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. You are listening to God's favorite program. Praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet, or whatever you may be going through tonight. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God wants us to enter into his rest, his peace. He wants to give us his peace if we ever learn how to rest in the Lord. He wants us to have that rest, yes, in Him. And when you rest in the Lord, He'll give you peace. He'll give you comfort, yes, and He'll comfort you. He said He will. He will come down. He will comfort you. And He'll take away, oh, yes, He will, things that you thought you couldn't get rid of out of your mind. He'll wash your mind clean so you can think clearly and solely upon Him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, God is an awesome God. Yes, He is. God is an awesome God. And He wants His people to be free. Be free. Be free from all the clutter that's in your mind. He wants us to be free. He wants us healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Every pain, every hurt, everything that so easily tries to beset us, God is willing. Yes, He is. He's willing to give us that comfort that only He can bring. Praise God. I cry out to the Lord. Lord, don't take me away from Your presence. Oh, God, my heart is broken before You, Lord God. Oh, because I need You, Lord. Oh, God, I don't know whether You need the Lord tonight, but I need the Lord. Yes, I do. I need the Lord. What about you? I recognize without Him, I'm nothing. I'm nothing. I need the Lord to help me in every aspect of my life. I need the Lord to carry me, to lead me, to guide me. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I need Him. I don't know about you, but I recognize that I need the Almighty God, the Comforter, the Peace Keeper. Oh, yes, yes. He's our Lord and Savior tonight. Listen. Listen to the Spirit of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, don't take Your presence, Lord. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Oh, Lord God. You see, if I recognize, if God take His presence from me, it's no telling what might happen. I might go to drugs. I might end up out there in a lake somewhere. But as long as God's presence is keeping me, if He don't cast me away, I know I'm secure. I'm secure in Jesus Christ. You have to know where your security lies. You are secure in Him. He's keeping you. Oh, yes, Lord. And I thank You for it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, at this time, I'm going to turn it over to my co-host, Sister Peggy Biden, and then I'll be right back here with you with the Word of God. Praise God.
Isn't it wonderful that we can say this program comes from God's favorite radio program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George? You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana, 70073. To listen to our program, our number is area code 714-409-0578, and press 1 if you would like to take and give praises to God or request prayer. We have a wonderful service also on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Minister Janice Williams is also the host of Victorious Living, which is part of God's favorite radio program. Remember to listen on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. and on Friday nights at 7 p.m. Be a great listener. Call this number, 714-409-0578. And listen to our programs. You will be blessed. Tonight, our request for prayer is for our grieving family, the Benitez family. We would like to keep uphold them in prayer. And the Smith family, we'd like to keep them in prayer. These are hard things that we go through daily. And the slain people there, the folks that lost their loved ones in Orlando, Florida. We ask God to touch the mothers and fathers' hearts, their wives, their children. Yes, uplift Orlando, Florida. Also uplift New Orleans for the crime, your own state that you're listening for. Remember to pray for that this week. Also for people with blood pressure. Yes, we have a lot of friends that have blood pressure problems. For kidney diseases, for heart disease, eyes, epilepsy, back problems, brain tumors. Most of all, we'd like to do is pray for protection for all of us. Protection around us, God. Protection for our neighborhoods, for our policemen, for our hospitals, for our own security in our homes. Lord, we ask you to just go there and touch everyone in this neighborhood tonight and let them be able to call upon your name and ask for the protection. Remember, God is love. This has been written by Peter Marshall, Love. It is a wonderful idea once it gets hold of you that God loves you. Whoever you are for yourself, you are precious to him. He loves you. He wants you to be happy. He wants to give you good things. It is his will for you that life shall be full, abundant, and rich. He expects us to believe that he holds us in the hollow of his hand and that we are safe from all eternity. This does not mean that no trouble shall come to us, or that we will never get sick, or that no sorrow shall ever touch us. On the contrary, we are told very bluntly by Jesus himself that in this world we shall have trouble. But then he says, cheer up, I have overcome the world. My grace is sufficient for you. I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And God's, in the words of Paul, we know that everything God works for the good of those who love him. God will not permit any troubles to come upon us unless he has a specific plan by which greater blessings can come out of the difficulty. Isn't that wonderful? God protects us with his love. He protects us with his kindness. And he's always there to lend a helping hand. Just cry on to God, and he will take care of us. We love you tonight. Thank you for listening in to our programs, those who are listening. It's wonderful that you all are listening to us tonight. Remember God's favorite radio program on Sunday night at 7 p.m. with Pastor Evangelist Vivian George and Friday nights with Minister Janice Williams. Share it with someone this week, and God loves you. Pastor Vivian George.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Peggy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God tonight. Glory to God. I want to speak to you tonight. My title is God Will Send an Angel. God will send an angel. Do you know God has angels encamped all about you? Protecting you from different things in life. You wouldn't be where you are now if there wasn't protecting angels. God loves you. God supplies us with everything that he knows that we need. He don't ever want you to be alone. My God, I'm speaking to you tonight to let you know that you are protected. You have been protected all your life. That's the only way you made it as far as you did. Because of the almighty hand of God. The angel that he has
put to protect you because God loves you so much. We're going to look at Daniel first. Go into the Word. Look at Daniel chapter 6, 16 through 22. And it reads as thus. We know the story. Then the king commanded that they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spoke and said unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest, he will deliver thee. When you're going through something, think about Daniel, what he went through, and I want you to lean on God and tell that devil, my God is going to keep me or deliver me. Let's go on. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring. That must have been a mighty powerful ring that he had on his finger. Think about it. He sealed that stone with his own ring. But let me tell you, that ring is not more powerful than God. I don't care what he sealed it with. Praise God. And let's see what it is. Let's go on. And with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might be changed concerning Daniel. And the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. He couldn't even sleep. He was restless. That old king was restless for what he had done. Praise God. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went hastened to the den of lions. And when he came into the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spoke and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continuously, able to deliver thee from the lion? He asked Daniel, are you sure the God you serve is going to deliver you from the lion? Because he knew that old king knew those lions would tear Daniel up, tear, shred him to pieces. But Daniel stood his ground. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then said David unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel, my Lord. Come on, somebody here now. Title is God will send the angel. Daniel said to the king, my God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth. My Lord, this is powerful now. This is powerful. That they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in him, in me, and also before thee, O king, I done no hurt. Daniel said, I have done no hurt. The lions couldn't even hurt him. The lions couldn't tread him. I'm saying, whatever is going on in your life now, it will not take you to pieces. God will send an angel. Glory to God. God will send an angel. Praise God. You see, that was a plot against Daniel's life. And we know the story of Daniel, how he was thrown in there. We just read it. Because he wouldn't bow down to the king. That's what it was all about. So guess what? Now all the king and his men, they were jealous of Daniel. And they were jealous of him because he was a nice, handsome man. And he was preferred above all the presidents, the princes, and because he had excellent spirit, People can't stand you when you're doing good, when you look good, when you're serving God. You get some enemies. So Daniel had some enemies. So they threw him in the lion's den. The Bible says jealousy is as cruel as the grave. Praise God. We know that the devil has plans to kill, steal, and destroy us. We know that. The Bible tells us that. But you have to know who will deliver you like Daniel did. See, Daniel knew his God. Do you really know your God? Do you want to doubt? Daniel didn't even doubt that he wasn't going to come out of that den. He just knew that God, his God that he served, he said, would deliver him. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you have to know. You have to know that God has an angel in camp all about you, and that no weapons formed against you shall prosper. Praise God. Daniel was confident that his God that he served was with him. How sure? How sure are you tonight? How sure are you? Do you know your God that he's going to keep you, that he got his angels encamped all about you? Oh, glory to God, 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 glory to God. Oh, sometimes when I feel a little down myself, I know who's keeping me. Praise God. It's the God that I serve. Praise God. Daniel was so certain, so sure, so confident. Praise God. Well, let's look at another scripture in Genesis 32. 1 and 2, 32, 1, and Jacob prepares to meet Esau. And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of the Lord met him. The angels of the Lord. You need to mark your Bible sometime, because I tell you, sometime when these things hit me, I have to just, the angels, I have to put emphasis on that so God can help me. The angels of the Lord met him. And when Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's host." And he called the name of the place Mahanaim. Oh, praise God. This is a host. This is, oh, Lord, a host of angels. Don't you know you have a host? Praise God. Hallelujah. God will let you see how the Spirit is protecting you, how his Spirit is protecting you. If you are walking close to him, see, God tells us to draw nigh unto him, and he will draw nigh unto us. Praise God. He had a host. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Draw close to the Lord. Draw close to him in singing and praise and reading and studying your word. Draw close. The Lord pulls back the cover of the spirit world and allow Jacob to see the angelic host which will accompany him. Isn't that awesome? And just like he did it for Jacob, yes, he will. Yes, he will do it for you. Yes, he is doing it for you. I speak this into your life. God is doing an awesome thing for you in his life tonight. Praise God. He got an angel. He got a host of angels. Whatever you need, if it's one, two angels, he got it. If you need a host, whatever he need that you need to help fight this battle, everyday battle. This is an everyday battle. Whatever you need, God got it. God's got it. God's got it. The Bible says in Psalms 34:7, let's look at it. Praise God. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivers them. God's angel is encamped all about you to deliver you. That angel of the Lord encamps about you who fear him and they deliver you.
You don't have to be in this thing alone. You don't have to walk alone. You don't have to cry alone. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You don't have to. You got an angel there to be with you. Praise God. Oh, Lord God. So don't fear him. Don't fear God. Don't fear whatever's going on in your life. Just know you got somebody there with you. See, it's all about knowing in your heart, knowing in your heart who you are, knowing that God, who your God is. You have the most powerful being in the world, not only in the world, in the heavens, in the spirit realm, living on the inside of you. Most powerful being. There's none other like him. There will never be nobody else like him. Praise God. He is God above all God. He's God of the heaven and the earth. Praise God. Oh, he's God under the sea, over the mountains and all around. He's still God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Look at Isaiah 63 and 9. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. I just love this. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved him in his love and in his pity and redeemed him and bare him and carried them all the days of old. The angel will carry you all the days, even when you get old. Oh, glory to God. He ain't going to leave you then. Glory to God. There's some strong, powerful stuff here tonight.
Yes,
y'all better receive it. Receive it in Jesus' name. There's some angels going to carry you from the time you were born to the time you get die, to even in your old age, so don't worry about it. Praise God. Here we are talking about the second person of the Trinity, the highest of the angelic company. Didn't he say, I will never leave you? I will be with you always. That I have you engraved in the palm of my hand. You are mine. I have loved you in an everlasting love. I am your Father, and I will keep you. I will keep your mind in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on me. What is your problem tonight? Maybe you might say, I don't have a problem. I have a problem all the time. But I know God helps me with everything that I face. I'm telling you who I am, who he is to you. Are you going to trust him or some other spirit? I'm telling you who God is. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's God. He's God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're not going to trust in no other God but the true and the living God. Praise God. Hallelujah. The one that loves us most. Praise God. If we look at 2 Kings, praise God. Let's go to another scripture right quick. 2 Kings 6 and 16. We're going to look at this angelic host. Praise God. 6 and 16 says, and he answered, fear not. Maybe we should have went up a little bit further to get a better view of this. Let's go back up here. Therefore, sent he up at 14, there the horses and chariots and great host. And they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host encamped, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, fear not. See, when things are about to look like it's going to drown you in all your pain and your hurts, God will step in and say, fear not. Hey, glory to God. Fear not. Fear not. That they be with us are more than they that be with them. I don't care what the army look like coming at you. I don't care what the pains and the struggles you're going through. Fear not, because they got better for you, more for you than there is against you. Praise God.
what problems we face in this life, trials and tribulations, struggles, financial problems, all kind of problems. But God, in all of his great mercy, he's there to fulfill every need, every trial that we face in life. He tell us to fear not. You're going to say, well, Sister Vivian, do you ever fear? Yes. But when I find that fear coming up on me, I reach a little bit higher unto my God, because I knows what he said to me, and I hear him speak. He said, I told you don't fear. I told you that over in Matthew that neither the flowers fear. They don't worry about how they toil and spin. And I don't want you to fear. And I tell you, I get a comfort from my God. Yes, because of our flesh, sometimes we get fearful. But God, oh, God will take it away. So, oh, yeah, take it away right away. Once you think that, read that word or think upon that word, he'll take that fear out of you and cause you to stand your ground. Praise God. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord will calm you. Yes, he'll give you a calm peace. He gives me a calmness every time I think fear is going to come up on me. Why? Because of my flesh. The devil wants to mess with my flesh and your flesh. The devil wants to, just like he did Job, he touched Job's flesh. But my spirit, man, and your spirit, man, cannot be touched if we stay with God, if we lean and depend upon Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes when I feel a little fear, I call upon Jesus, because I know he's sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercession for me. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Praise God. Because, see, I got so much now. Inside, the word is there, and it's there to bring comfort and to bring peace and to revive me again, to keep me, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord make us rich, praise God. Hallelujah. And it bring no sorrow, praise God. Hallelujah. You got to find out what the Spirit of the Lord is to you. Oh, he say, make us rich. Oh, God, I don't walk in defeat. You don't have to walk in defeat, but walk in the power of the Almighty God who's keeping you. Praise God. Look at another verse. Praise God. Hebrews 1 and 13. And it says, Hebrews 1, but to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool? Oh, my God. God is telling us to sit. Sit. Just sit down and rest in him. I'm going to make your enemies your footstool. I'm going to give you an angel. I'm going to give you an angel to be there by your side. I'm going to give you an angel to comfort you. You are assigned by two angels at all times. You have two angels assigned to you. You need to know it. You need to know it. You need to know that angels are encamped. Oh, Lord God, thank you. And they are there. Praise God, for a purpose and a reason. Why? Because God knows. God knows. God knows what you're going to face. And so he got his angels. He got his angels sitting there. And when the devil say he's going to take your life, the angels say, no, we got it. We got it. And when the devil says that he's going to put that sickness on you, God say, no, you can't touch it. Maybe for a season, but it's got to go. Praise God. Hallelujah. That devil might tell you, praise God, that you'll never be nothing. You never know, nobody don't love you. And that's a lot of things. Sometimes people fight with that. Unloved. Nobody cares. If nobody don't care, if you get along with God, you'll find more people reaching out to you than you thought you had. Because he'll cause your enemies. Come on now, somebody. He said, I'll cause men to give unto your bosom. Because, see, those angels are there. Those angels are there providing and protecting you. Oh, you got to step out and believe God. Believe God for what you need. Praise God. Oh, praise God. I had another scripture. I don't know who I wrote it down, but it was in Revelation about those angels. But I tell you tonight, praise God, that the angels of the Lord are encamped, and they, praise God, oh, praise God, oh, God, thank you. The angels are bowing at the throne. Yes, they are. They are bowing. Oh, God. Oh, God. God will send an angel. Yes, he will. And he will protect you. Praise God. Oh, God. Praise God. And let me tell you, if you need strength, call unto the Lord. Call unto the Lord. I'm just thinking about the things that you may need God to do for you. There's an angel. Attached, even when you're sleeping at night, around your bedside, the angels are keeping watch over you. Don't you know that many times in your lifetime, think about it, in your lifetime that you could have been gone. You know, I realize I have read this, how cancer could have taken us out of here. But because of the grace of God, our inward parts are being renewed daily. Anything, I could name so many things that could have happened, but because of the grace of God, because of the angels, praise God, that is on assignment. They see they are assigned, they are on an assignment to go down there and be with you. And to cover you, to help you. You think you are doing everything by yourself? No, no, no. It's the Spirit of the living God. It's his angels. It's his mercy and his grace. Oh, praise God. Praise God. It's a great thing. It's a great thing to know that God's angels are protecting you. Praise God. And Lord, when we think about, when we read God's word and we see that all these men of God, what they went through and how they came out of it, it was because God's angel. But it was with, if you, Abraham had an angel. I was meant to go there too. Abraham had an angel assigned to him. Go back there and read it in Genesis. Oh, Abraham, God had, even back that time, God had an angel assigned to Abraham, oh, to go where God told him to go. Praise God. And if God tells you to go somewhere, he's going to send an angel with you. If God tells you to do something, there's going to be an angel assigned to you. The angels are angelic beings, ministering angels, ministering to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. They are here to minister to us and to keep us, our minds stayed upon God. Praise God, Christ Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, that our mind can be, oh, when battle is going on in our mind, praise God. The angels are there helping us to keep our minds cleansed. Help us to help God. Oh, God is just taking that thing out there and setting us free and telling the angels, protect them now, protect them. Oh, God, you ought to feel good how you are being protected. You are being kept so mightily by the power of God. You are being loved so deeply by the power of God. You got so much going for you that you don't even have to feel down. You don't have to feel down because of his love, because of his grace, because of his mercy. Oh, they are more for you than they are against you. That's what the word said. There are more for you than there is against you. Well, that's mighty powerful. Because sometimes the pains and hurts may seem so deep that you'll say, I don't think I got nothing going for me. But, oh, yes, if you keep the faith, if you just have faith and believe and know, as I said earlier, know who's with you in the battle. God will keep you. His angels are encamped about you. Praise God. The angelic host. Hey, ooh, they veers in when it get too deep. Oh, they veer in then. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You ought to feel them visiting you sometime when you're in your prayer time. Praise God. Yes, the angelic host is there. Oh, God. I just thank God. Oh, that they are bowing for before the throne in heaven right now. And they singing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In Revelations, it said they are bowing and they are singing hallelujah, the highest praise to our God. And waiting till we get there. Oh, gracious God. And when we get there, we're going to sing a new song. Oh, how we come up through trials and tribulations. Oh, but oh, we done overcome. We overcome. We overcome. We overcome. We shall overcome one day. Yes, we will. We will overcome. But guess what? The angel's been there all the while that you went through. Don't care how many years it's been. Over the years, I keep on toiling. I hear the old song say that. Over the years, I keep on toiling. Through the rain and through the storm. But guess what? You're going to make it because the angels right there help guiding you along. Yes, they are guiding you along, helping you along the pathway of life. Praise God. This life is not given to the swift, nor to the strong, but those, praise God. Hallelujah. Those that endure to the end. Oh, yes, those that endure to the end shall reap a harvest. Praise God. No weapons formed against you shall prosper. Praise God. I am the Lord thy God that keepeth thee, and I will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on me. Praise God. Well, I hope you have enjoyed the program. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I pray that you just, oh, get along with God and let the angels visit you. I love it. I love it. Well, I want to bless you, praise God, hallelujah. We should never leave the program without being blessed. I sincerely pray that you be blessed, praise God. I stand in need for this week. God's going to supply it. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance toward you and give you peace. May you be blessed in your going in, your coming out, your uprising and your sitting down. May you be blessed in your finances. So many people have finances. May you be blessed. Open it up. I pray that you open up. And I pray that your children will be obedient and they'll come into the fold. We all praying for these children to come in. Oh, they get to know Lord in the pardon of their sins. God said, I wish that none perish, but all be saved. So we got to keep our children lifted up in prayer. And know that the angels also is protecting them as we pray as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, oh, yes. So we praying for marriages also that's in struggling marriages. So, oh, we got so many divorces, but we praying that love will come into the marriage again, that many marriage will turn for the Lord. We pray the Lord blessings tonight in every aspect of every aspect of life, that it be blessed tonight, because that's what God requires. Well, have a good night and a good week. Please be back with us next week. In Jesus' name, bye-bye.
Very good. Oh.